Overby as well. Red River Farm Network and Advanced Trading Risk Management Advisor Tommy Grisafi are on their first day of the Boots on the Ground Tour. Farm broadcaster Don Wick has this update.
All eyes are on our region with tight supplies and crop stress seen throughout the Dakotas and northwest Minnesota. The first stop on the Boots on the Ground Tour was at the Dustin McDonald Farm at Fisher, Minnesota.
Crop situation, things look okay-ish for how much rain we've actually gotten this year. We've received just about 3.5 inches since the 1st of March. So really quite dry, and I'm not sure what the crop is surviving on, actually.
Row crops versus spring wheat, condition would you say they're in?
I think row crops look a little bit better, just given that they have a little taproot system, which they can go down and search for moisture versus the grains.
Heading west, we visited Dave Blasey at Petersburg, North Dakota. How's that crop look?
Short, really short. Somewhere in that, this field's probably had 2 inches, maybe 2.5, something like that, but really only meaningful a couple times because a bunch of them were 2-3 tenths at a time. So really uneven emergence in the wheat. We got two crops. You almost kind of wish that second crop wouldn't or isn't coming, because it might not be very good quality.
Yeah, for people to understand, things are coming along, and then you got that heat, so you almost have like another crop behind that first one.
Yeah, it was so dry when we seeded, we had two crops. Anywhere from 10 to 40% of that field did not come up in April when the rest of the field came up. So it's kind of a mess, actually. So
how do you harvest something like that?
I'm guessing, I don't know, pre-harvest Roundup, if we wait for that second crop, I'm not sure what we'll end up doing yet. It's going to be kind of a mess.
At Doyen, North Dakota, Tronson Grain General Manager Rick Tronson describes the local spring wheat crop as a mixed bag.
Well, the spring wheat's really a mixed bag around here. There's a few fields that were in the that were prevented plant last year. They came up. They don't look too bad, but they're few and far between. The rest of the crop around the Doyen area especially came very spotty, where you had some came up good and then some came up 3 weeks later. So you've actually got two crops in the field at the same time, and everybody's real concerned as to what harvest is going to look like, you know, if the stuff that's coming late is even going to amount to anything.
Obviously, a short crop certainly impacts your business.
Oh, yeah, we're real scared. We have freight issues where we've got them freight locked in for the whole year, and the concern is that we won't have grain to put in them. And the railroad, they're bringing the cars, so you got to go try to sell them someplace else, and sometimes you can kind of take a beating on selling them.
This is the third year Advanced Trading Risk Management Advisor Tommy Grisafi has led this Boots on the Ground tour along with the Red River Farm Network.
Well, there's a story out here. Now, this one in particular, a year ago we covered the prevent plant, and this is the total opposite. A lot of the ground, almost all of North Dakota, was planted into what looked like a D1, D2 drought, and then we hit D3, D4. We've had just incredible heat, 103, 104 degree temperatures with intense wind, and we've had multiple days of that. And none of us are old enough to have ever remember times like this, so we're actually going and covering the story live, Boots on the Ground.
Listen for Boots on the Ground coverage throughout this week here on the Red River Farm Network. Along with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.